and welcome to the Home Staging Tips Podcast, the place to be if you need home staging tips because you are selling your house soon. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, so let's get started with this new episode. Hi there. Today we are going to talk about staging a kid's bedroom. Now I know that's going to be a tough room for some parents. If you have little ones, they may not understand why all their favorite toys are suddenly gone. If you have a teenager, they are notoriously messy, so you're just pulling your hair out wondering, how in the world am I going to do this? And to me, basically, if you're going to be putting your house on the market in the next few weeks, you need to rip off the Band-Aid. Really, it's going to be quick, but hurt just for a few seconds, and then you're off to the races. So what I mean by that is, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, I've talked about four decluttering tips that you can take, and one of them is the hallway dump. And if you are in you have to be moving out of here soon, put your house on the market real soon, the hallway dump is the most effective and quickest way to get your house ready and staged. And what I mean that is you're going to go through the room and literally pull everything that does not belong in that room. So when it comes to a kid's bedroom, I'm going to talk about things that should be in there and things that should not be in there. So starting with something that should be in there, obviously you need to have a bed, okay? And the bed needs to be made. You need to have a dresser or a chest of drawers. I know those, normally you have to have one, and I'm going to keep that in there. If you have a nightstand, put a lamp on it. Okay, but there shouldn't be anything much more on that. There should not be any other clutter. You can have like an alarm clock, one to two things on there, but that's it. There should not be stacks of books, papers, pencils, toys, trinkets, jewelry, whatever. So that's with the nightstand. Curtains or indoor blinds. Artwork, one to two pieces per wall. There should not be 15,000 certificates, diplomas, artwork taped up. No, just reduce that down, because again, it's just clutter. And probably one to two stuffed animals. Yeah, one to two, not 15, not a collection of it in the corner, on the bed. No, we're limiting it to one to two. Okay, I'm trying to make this easy on you. You don't have time to be cleaning, and they don't have time to be cleaning up the room if you have someone coming over. So you definitely want to lessen the amount of stuff you have in the room so you have less stuff to clean up, right? The things that should not be in a kid's bedroom: a dollhouse, Lego sets, trophies, certificates, laundry baskets. If you have a hamper, put it in the closet. Just put it away. You're going to need to take pictures. It should not be overflowing either, right? Any other toys. So back to the bare minimums of what you should have in that room, everything else should be taken out. Now, when you have to take all that stuff out, you're thinking, well, what do I do with it? Well, you either pack it up, you're either going to donate it, you're going to sell it, you're going to throw it out, whatever it is, but it needs to go someplace and not in that kid's bedroom, okay? Like I said, you don't have time to be cleaning up before a show. And you have probably many other rooms that you have to focus on, and you have maybe 30 minutes to an hour before a showing. Sometimes real estate agents will give you more time, like you'll know the day before. But you really don't have time to be picking up all those little Lego pieces, right? You know what I'm talking about, parents. I know you do. So it gives you some staging tips to how to figure out, I have all this stuff. Well, now what? The minimum things that you have in there. So we're talking about if you're the bedding, use the bedding for your color ideas for that room. So there shouldn't be like a blue bedspread with pink and purple and green and orange and 15,000 different colors in there. Pick one color from that bedspread. The bedspread may have multiple colors in it, normally about two to three colors on that bedspread, right? And then use that color to complement the rest of the room. Like you have curtains that should be, could be purple if you have a little girl's room, or if you have a boy's room, they can still be, gray, depending on the color of the walls. If the walls are white, gray curtains, but then you have like a green and gray bedspread, those all go together, okay? If you have items on the dresser, limit it to three items. Like it'd be maybe a piggy bank or something like that, or a favorite statue of theirs or something like that, okay? Limit the dresser. There should not be, again, clutter on the dresser. Nightstand, again, a lamp and two things, alarm clock and maybe a box of tissues or something like that, right? Nothing, again, we're decluttering, we're taking care of that. Again, if you need to listen to my podcast, I've talked about that already, so I can help, you can take a listen to that. The closet should be neatly arranged. They should be, items should be hung up, not just dumped in there. All right. Buyers are going to come walking through and opening up closet doors. They're going to look and see, well, how much space really is in here? You know, if you see it crammed with stuff in there, they're going to think that there's not enough storage, which there may or may not be, but you don't need to, you know, show it. And then one other staging tip, is to make sure you have some kind of art over the bed. That's your focal point of the room. You always want to have a focal point in each and every room, including the bedroom. So put some nice artwork. It can be an abstract type of thing. It could be a kid's, if it's a kid's room, it could be, you know, construction trucks. It could be a princess ballerina, castle, you know, anything along those lines. If it's a teenager, it may not be so whimsical. Again, make sure it's just not offensive type stuff. Like I've seen some, you know, rock posters and things like that. Take a look and see what type of artwork you really are showing in that room. And just another couple of things to keep in mind. If you do have younger kids, when you do pack up their stuff, you might want to consider, especially if they're old enough to understand, make sure you pick their favorite toys. Let them pick out their favorite ones that they cannot live without. If you know which ones they are, then you can make it easy on them. But if there's certain ones like, well, I don't know about this one, let them help you. And then that way, when they pack it all up, on the other end, when you get to your new house, it is like Christmas all over again. I promise you, I have kids, and it is just like that. You won't see them for hours when you get into the new house because they're so... they're opening up their boxes in their room, and they're just so overjoyed to see their stuff again. Really, they're just revisiting with them again. So they're like, oh, I'd forgot about this, or I forgot about that, you know. So again, make it easy on you, make it Christmas on the other end. Put away anything like jewelry, iPads, or electronics when you do stage your child's bedroom. A computer, a desk and a computer should not be in there. Normally, I know sometimes some bedrooms can be pretty big, but if you do have the room and you can put a desk in there, make sure that's not cluttered up. Small little electronics like Xboxes and little, you know, little game gadgets and things like that, put those away because you don't want those things just lifted either. You know, they're just so easily tempted to do that. So just put them away or take them with you, whatever the case may be. So you can stage your house during these COVID times in quarantine. Get on my calendar if you are stuck for what you need to do, and we can do online consults. I'd love to help you out. So I help you using things that you own, and I can help you stage your home. So for these and other tips, please take a listen to my other podcast to help you out with the rest of your home. Have a great day.